right. Tracy Porter, another one of those nagging camp injuries, wasn't able to finish practice today. We'll see where he's at after we get a chance to evaluate him. Woodson had the day off. And then we were able to get a couple guys back, C.O. Moore and D.J. Hayden back out of practice today. So, it's the grind of camp. So these guys are trying to push through and trying to battle through, and we got to continue to work on our consistency. We're not where we need to be yet, but, you know, at least the guys are out here working. So,
what's the plan for Hayden in terms of do you have any?
He won't play this week. He should be cleared for contact on really Friday. Is actually when he should be cleared for contact. We'll reevaluate that with the doctors after that. But the plan going forward, I would anticipate, is that he would be up and going for the Chicago game.
Coach, with the injuries to the D-line and kind of like the unknown of the defense just period this year, is it nice or at least to have maybe a sense of, for sure that Woodson and Branch, you know what I mean? You have, it's like they're a sure thing, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we've had some injuries up front, but, I feel pretty good about where we're at defensively. I think, like I've said before, I think we're much improved in the secondary, and I think that's going to allow us to do some different things defensively where we can be a little bit more multiple.
How did Bill Akiti and McGee hold up in their game and
take? They still got a lot of improvement to do, but it was good for those guys to get in and get a lot of reps. My anticipation is that they'll get a lot of reps again this week against New Orleans, and I think the more work that they get, the better they're going to be.
How about Crawford?
Same. He's in the same boat with those guys. Second year player that really didn't get an opportunity to play much in the preseason last year. Didn't get an opportunity to play much during the regular season. So these preseason games are valuable to a lot of guys like that.
Are Walker and Sims, when they're healthy guys, that you look to play the majority of the time, or are you looking more to rotate? Well, I think some to rotate tackles.
Well, I think we haven't had a lot of time with them, so it's been kind of hard to evaluate. But my anticipation is that they would be, the starters, and that they would, see significant action. But I think always with the defensive line, I think the key is to be able to roll through guys and keep them all fresh.
What have you seen from a development standpoint from Crawford?
Well, I think he's improving, and right now we're trying to figure out exactly what that role is going to be for him, as a first and second down end. Can he give us something inside as far as pass rush is concerned? So that's something that we're trying to evaluate as we go through this preseason.
What are your thoughts sticking on the Saints Friday night, one of the most prolific offenses the league's seen in the last couple of years?
Well, obviously it'll be a great challenge for us. I mean, I think – getting a chance to play a team like that is the explosive offense that they are, I think it'll be a great challenge for us defensively to go up against them and kind of get a little bit of a benchmark of where we're at.
Well, you only got to see King punt the other night. He's only punted two times. I guess the second one and the third one are the ones you want to see from him to see if he can keep it up, because his one pump was very good. What have you seen from him this camp? Is his consistency?
I've seen improvement. I've seen his consistency get better. I think that's a good battle. I think that's a good competition between him and Cluey. Marquette is he's a guy that's working extremely hard, and he's gotten better. The consistency with him as far as the punts, as far as the get-off times, the little details are the things that we're still, hoping to see him continuing to improve. But I think the last week or so, I've seen a lot of improvement out of him. So I think it's a nice competition we got going there.
Some tight ends that you have, but Mastery was getting a lot of time today with the ones, at least in certain packages.
Yeah.
What does he bring you?
Well, I think he gives us a pretty good presence as an inline blocker. So that's one of the things that we want to look at with him. I've been pleased overall with the tight end position. I mean, we got a lot of talented guys, so we're gonna keep mixing those guys in and out and let them continue to work and let that thing shake out as the preseason goes on.
Salma Young seems to be playing starter-worthy football from an outsider's perspective. Gauge how he's playing and how you envision him contributing to this team?
Well, I number one, you can never have enough depth.
Right.
And, you know, I've been with Usama, and so I know exactly what I'm getting out of him. I think he's improved from the time that I had him there in New Orleans. And so I'm glad we have him, and he'll have a role for us this year.
Coach, you know, you said in the past that one of what's his job descriptions is leadership. And have you seen, you know, that leadership rub off on Branch in a day like this where, you know, Woodson had the day off?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, well, number one, let's make no mistake about it. Charles is here to play football and make plays for us first. And he's shown that he still has the ability to do that. And then, you know, obviously it's an added bonus to have a guy like that that's got that type of veteran leadership. So I think he's been a good presence for our defense. He's been a good presence for our room, for our entire team. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing him out there on Sundays and seeing him make some plays.
As a whole, how do you see the pass rush developing?
Well, we got to continue to improve. It's not where it needs to be yet, but that's why we're in training camp. And these guys will have a chance to continue to improve and continue to show what they can do as we go through the rest of these preseason games. I mean, we still got three preseason games left to play, so there's still a long time before we have to open up on a, you know, for the opening game against Indianapolis.